Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and our show today is on all the different sounds that you can make with your voice for doing healing on others and doing healing on yourself. So we're going to be playing with all these different sounds. Our intention is that you may freely make whatever sounds through your voice that are needed without any stress, without any fear, without any anxiety, and that it may come through and heal everybody around you and yourself. That's our intention. But before we get started, let's talk about things going on at the school. We've got the certificate and associate degree program in sound healing and therapy that just started. You could still jump in. And that's a 3.5-month program. The next start time for that is May 19th. It goes through the whole summer. We also have the summer intensives that you can now sign up for. There's the one on June 8th to the 21st. That's every day and night for 2 weeks. Really good if you're out of the area. You can stay at the school for another $200. We don't have beds and showers, but there is a YMCA really close by. And that summer intensive is half of the certificate program. You can do the other half online, or you could come back in August 4th to the 16th, and finish the certificate program at the Institute. Again, 2 weeks straight. We also have those same programs online at, it's starting February 11th. You could join. It's the next start time in just one week from Tuesday. And then the certificate program is Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., all those times are San Francisco time, of course. And it works really well. I mean, people get really high. We do practice. We also practice on other people at home. But it actually is amazingly powerful, transformational class, even online. And again, you could do online and then come to the summer intensive. So you could start the online part right now. There are individual classes that you could do as well. Online, you could do the Resonant Connections class starting February 13th only, if you wanted to do that. That's like six Thursday nights, and that's with Randy Masters, who is probably knows more about sound healing than anybody on the planet. I don't say that lightly. Randy knows more about frequencies and consciousness and even light and color and sacred geometry. His class is called Resonant Connections because he talks about how it all ties together to create an overall whole that we are a part of, the overall matrix of life that we are a part of. And he's really fun. There's also a toning chant and mantra class with Janice Arch starting March 11th. That's 5 classes. It's on Tuesday nights. And then we've got some new classes that are in the second semester, but you can still join. We have the Rabbi Stephen Fizdell going over the Kabbalah, Sound, and Consciousness. And that's 3 nights starting March 19th on Wednesday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. And the rabbi, he's like fun. He's really fun. He's really into the Tree of Life and the Kabbalah and has written many books on it and is really one of the masters of the world on it. And he talks about how to use the frequencies in the Tree of Life and even the colors to explain different levels of consciousness and how to use it for healing as well, including sound. He does toning and chanting as well. We also have an acupuncture class. Actually, at the Institute, it starts April 2nd, I think. Uh, let's see. No, February 4th. What am I saying? It's February 4th. That's this Tuesday, the acupuncture class, which is tuning forks on acupuncture points. Five classes, and that's at the Institute, 6:30 to 9:30. Or you could do that class online, which is, that's in April, April 9th through the 30th, and that's four nights on Wednesday nights. And the woman is a Deb Follenstadt is the amazing acupuncturist, and she brings in all the information on how to use them on acupuncture points. And let's see. And I think those are the main upcoming classes. We also have some other classes. We got the audio recording program, which just started. You could jump into that. It starts again in May 19th, and that's how to use audio recording programs to record, mix, produce, and change people's lives. We also have that online. That's starting either this Tuesday or next Tuesday, and it works really well to be able to, especially, we mostly focus on, we actually use Pro Tools, but it's really focused on how to do recording, mixing, and producing for any program. And then, what else? We also have a concert coming up with Karma Moffat on February 21st, and it's Friday night, and it's at 7 o'clock. It's only $20. Karma is amazing. He's got, like, every bowl and bowel you could ever imagine, and the really ancient ones, and he's spent years putting together sets, and he takes you through all the chakras, and he's got the Tibetan horn that's, like, 15 feet long, and it's really quite powerful concert. So that's on February 21st. Also, if you're in Australia or anywhere elsewhere, even if you're not, we're doing a whole presentation at the Spirit Festival in Bali, and that's March 18th through the 23rd, and I'm one of the main presenters there. And so if you're anywhere, especially in Australia, you could make it over for the Spirit Festival in Bali. It'd be really great to meet you. And we also have we've already booked our next sound healing retreat at Mount Shasta in Northern California. Mount Shasta is a very powerful sacred site. It's got a lot of amazing energy there. We've done, this will be our third workshop there. It's always really cool. It's in a beautiful area, just right next to this raging river. And it's at Stewart Hot Springs, so you can get in the hot water and just get healed. It's just, then we go up on the mountain, and it's really a great time. So it's just like 2 days. Actually, the third day we go up on the mountain, and it's right on Labor Day, whatever that is, the 31st of August and 1st of September, I think, give or take a day. So all of this stuff you can find online at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Of course, we have all the treatments online at soundtherapycenter.com, and we have tons of bowls and all types of sound healing instruments at soundoflove.com. What a cool web URL, huh? soundoflove.com. And there's many examples of bowls. You can listen to the actual bowls that we have for sale, even play bowls together. It's very cool. We've got sound tables and sound chairs. Starting to sell a lot of sound chairs now. These are amazingly powerful. When you get on them, it's really just completely transforms your whole energy, and anything emotional is completely wiped out. So check it all out, soundhealingcenter.com will get you to all of it. And then there's also my book, Complete Guide to Soundhealing.com. It's the book on how to use sound physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. to change yourself and the world. So today we're looking at all of the different sounds that you can make and how you can use them for different issues. First step when doing anything with sound is to free your voice. One of the best ways to free your voice is to do gibberish, because it takes away the fear when you're just playing with it. Gibberish is like this. So if you want to join in, do some gibberish. Let me do a little bit more just to demonstrate a little bit more. And then go ahead and if you can, do some gibberish with me. Okay, do you gibberish? Okay, now let's make it a little more interesting. Let's do light language. So you're essentially just sending positive healing energy while doing the gibberish. It's the same thing. It's just weird, interesting, fun sounds, but you're, with your intention, you're sending healing, love, and light through it. Okay, so I'm going to send gibberish with light language to everybody listening here. Okay, your turn. Everybody send it to me. Nice. Okay. Now, let's take it to a whole nother level. Now, send love with your voice. So I'm going to use my voice and send love to all the listeners now. So the key is to get to know what the different sounds do when you make different sounds and how they affect people. First of all, there are very warm sounds. We call them even harmonics because technically sounds that are very warm have harmonics in them that create a very harmonious chord. So these are sounds like ooh, calming and soothing and loving sounds. They're very good for people who are having anxiety, who are, even if you're having anxiety, they're very good, especially the low-frequency ones that are calming and soothing. They're very good for someone who's dying. They're very good for hospice. So let's try a very warm sound. If you like, if you're with someone, you can do it on them. It's nice to do it on the back of their neck or the back of their just on their back, or anywhere you like. If you're partners, you can do it anywhere. Or you can, if you're alone, you can just do it on your hand, preferably your left hand. So just try the ooh sound and feel what it feels like. Of any emotional blockage you have, and you can let it out with this sound. Nice. Now, the consonants are really good also for breaking up stuck energy. Technically, the consonants have some noise in them and a little bit of odd harmonics. So, like da, ga, ha, ja, ka, la, pa, ra, sa, ta, va, wa, za. You can use them really in explosive ways. So they're like ka, you know. Oh, got my kitty going there. Okay, so you can do them or really softly. Da. Really good for moving energy. So try these. Da, ga, ha, ja. Feel how they feel when you do them, especially on yourself. Ka, la, pa. Pa is a really good one because it moves a lot of air. Pa, ra, sa, and ta, too. Ta, ta, va, wa, za. There's also some really cool sounds that I often fall into when I'm resonating the energy of different chakras, and that's overtone singing. Overtone singing is where you move your tongue just the right distance between your roof of your mouth so it resonates the harmonics in your voice. You can move your tongue forward and backwards. You can try sounds like Oreo. Oreo, or just E-O, E-U, and you do it in really slow motion. It's like there's also throat singing, which is more resonating through your throat, which I'm not very good. Sometimes it comes out. Let's see if I get lucky. I just was getting over a cold, so I might be able to pull it off because my voice is a lot deeper. Oh, it's itching my voice. I'll try the. Okay, let's try. Oh, no, nope, can't do it. It's making give me one to cough. Okay. Or, no, still doesn't work. Okay. So these are really good to do overtone singing for resonating up and down. Think of, because really what you're doing is you're going up and down the harmonic structure of sound, which is actually going up and down the spine, because the same mathematical structure as the harmonics is in the spine. The same mathematical structure is also in the distance between the planets. So it's really cool. So let me now go up and down each of your chakras with the overtones.
Thank you.
sounds like that are like almost like whistles. These go to very specific organs or cells, which rich sounds that have a lot of harmonics, those go to the whole body because there are a lot of harmonics, so the body gets to choose which frequency it likes. These are often really good to do rich sounds when anybody has a blockage around the throat chakra. So it's like, can be very, very effective, even if you do it for the person. Staccato sound. Again, good for breaking up stuck energy. But the long, sustained notes are really good for instilling a power, sense of security, and stillness and peace. Like we just heard. Exactly. A perfect example. Long, sustained notes. Because, you know, the definition of peace or stillness is a frequency humming consistently. You can be in silence and not be at peace. But when you have a sustained note and it fades out, you know, it's like we can still hear that note we were just listening to with Tom Kenyon. I can still hear it. I can still hear it in the room now. And it's creating a whole state of peace. My whole vibration changed, as you've noticed, when it came out of this. Oh, I have to tell you also, I held the phone up to my kitty while this that was going on. She liked it. She really liked Tom Kenyon as well. It's interesting. Okay. Then there's also noises. I've talked about noises before, the sounds that are actually not frequencies. They're just like shh or water or wind sounds, whispers, or soft breathy sounds. These are really good for accessing emotional issues and breaking them up because they're not frequencies. They actually can break up a repeating frequency, which is a stuck emotion. When you have a stuck emotion or even post-traumatic stress, you can see it as a repeating frequency in the EEG in the brain. And so these white noises help break it up. And you can do really sharp ones too. I've worked with this one body worker, and that's the only sound he made. He would do to break up the energy in the body as he was working on the body. You can also whisper really sweet things like, "You are love. You are love. You are love." Really cool. Or just a sigh. It's one of the most powerful healing sounds you can do. Or a long, deep breath. Now, very cool. I want to play a little something of Sylvina, who teaches here at the Institute. And she is just channeling on this. She plays bowl and channels. And she does different sounds while channeling. So let's listen to 5 or so minutes of this and just notice the different sounds she's using as she's channeling energy in this song called Invocation. Invocation.
Nah. Thank you.
know, the whole trick, of course, is really to get out of the way, to not think about it, and let the sounds come through that naturally, just that spirit comes up with to naturally heal or harmonize whatever you have going on. There's also, but you know, when you learn about different sounds, it's like spirit then has more avenues to come through you. You can also do baby sounds, or crying, you know. Often I don't do that unless it's something like where you just get the impression somebody really needs to cry. I'm kind of like, but it has to be totally just coming through you. You can do sighing, you can do wailing. Animal sounds are really cool. You know, I mean, full range of animal sounds, because animal sounds each have their own totem. They have their own energy. There's whole books on the energy of animal sounds. And so it can be very, very cool when animal sounds come through your voice. Fun to play with as well. You can also do different musical intervals. So you could do like this, intervals like this. And play with those different intervals for different issues to move energy. It's cool when the intervals actually match the harmonic structure. So it's like... Humming can be very cool. Just doing a soft hum for somebody. You might hum along now. It's really cool when a song just comes through naturally for yourself or for someone else. You know, it could be their soul song if you're really sensitive and really tuned in. Or you might come up with your own soul song. Sometimes you'll find that you're when you're working with your voice, a certain song just comes to you. I was doing a session on this one person, and this song came to me, and I thought, oh, should I sing the song? And I did it. And the person goes, oh, my God, that's a song my mother used to sing to me when I was little. You never know. You never know when you get little angels or little fairies telling you, you know, sing this song. You might just listen. There's also vibrato that you can do, which, you know, some people can do with their voice really easily. I can fake it. And that rhythm of the vibrato is creating a whole brainwave state. Whether if you do it slow, it's delta. If you do it faster, it's theta. Or really fast, is alpha. So the vibrato can put people into a very specific brainwave state. Same with tremolo, where you're going up and down in volume. Wah, 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 wah. There's a lot of sound healers I know that use vibrato and tremolo. It's like, it's really can get very intense, and those can really break up stuck energy, and they're really entraining people into a very specific brainwave state. But then you can use a combination of all the sounds. What's really cool is all the things that we've talked about, you could actually make sounds in between, so you could morph from one sound to another. So we could go from warm sounds to edgy sounds. Or you can go through all the vowels. Or even play with a different consonant. Or you can go from overtone singing to a pure tone. Or go from a pure tone to a rich tone. You can go from staccato sounds to long sounds. You can go from noise to gibberish. You can go from one animal sound to another. You can, you know, play with vibrato, tremolo. You can play with all of these and see what sounds come up with. It's really fun to just be a kid again and play with these and really let your voice be free. Really cool to just practice. And then when you're doing a treatment, the more you practice, then when you're doing a treatment, then spirit goes, okay, I know you can do this. Let's do it where it's perfectly appropriate for this person now to release a deep emotional issue that's been holding them back their whole life. Yeah, it's really interesting. I've had quite a few students that actually just spontaneously start doing throat singing or overtone singing, and they've never known how to do it. I actually have had that happen in a healing session. Before I could do overtone singing, it would just come through because it seemed like that's exactly what the person needed, and I wasn't thinking about it. It just happened. But again, when you add intention on top of any of these sounds, that's the most important aspect of all. Then you're really doing something powerful. I'd like to do an intention here for a really important issue. We've got a problem with our water. Not only do we have a lot of pollution going on around the planet and oil spills, but now we've got the radiation from Fukushima. And so a lot of people have been calling to actually help clean up the water. So we have a bunch of students who were toning to help clean up the water in Japan when it actually happened. And we actually recorded it in multi-track, so you'll hear about 40 people toning this intention. And so if you like, join in and tone with any sound that you feel appropriate the intention of cleaning the water on the planet. Just that energy seriously helps, but when you add the sound to it, it goes to another level. So let's play this song, Healing Japan, and tone along with it while we heal the water throughout the planet with our intention and sound. This is about 8 or 9 minutes. Let's go ahead and tone them all. Thank you. again, our intention for the show is may the perfect sound come through your voice for whatever purpose, for whatever intention, for healing or harmonizing with others, or healing or harmonizing or taking yourself to a higher state of consciousness, or healing the planet. So hold that intention through the rest of the evening, through the rest of the week.